This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. For our series, Remaking Foster Care, KERA spent time with two young adults who aged out of the system when they turned 18. Both are from Dallas and have received help from City Square's program for former foster kids called TRAC, the Transition Resource Action Center. Friday, we'll hear from a young man. Today, a single mom. Christy Wade is 21 and has a 7-year-old son named Lawson. One day, after school, the skinny boy in a gray t-shirt and long jeans shows off.
I am in first grade. It's the most easiest grade you can have. Because you get into second grade, it's going to be much harder.
They live in East Dallas in a 2-bedroom apartment, mostly paid for by the nonprofit City Square.
I made a pizza, a pepperoni pizza. It was good enough that she can eat it. I always feed my mom when she's hungry because she does the same thing for me.
At a small kitchen table next to their TV, Christy says she was born addicted to heroin at Parkland Memorial Hospital. Her in utero drug exposure meant she couldn't leave the hospital for 6 weeks. Her mom continued to use drugs. Her dad sold them. Relatives helped to raise Christy and two older brothers.
Growing up without your mother, knowing where she is, knowing what she's doing, knowing that she has a choice to be with you or not be with you, and she chooses not to be, is hard.
She's been overweight since she was a child. When kids bullied her at school, she bullied right back. At 12, she attempted suicide and was hospitalized. Before her 14th birthday, Christy got pregnant. That's when she was placed into foster care. She gave birth to a healthy baby boy without a single family member by her side.
And they took him from me. That was the worst memory, because that started the behavior, the acting out and the anger and the just not caring about anything, because I felt like they had snatched the only thing that I had.
After they were separated, Christy got to visit him often over the 4 years she was in state custody. When she turned 18, they were reunited. But life quickly got overwhelming.
I have a son to live for. He's the only reason why I even go through this or cry or struggle, because I could just easily end it. I honestly feel alone. I honestly feel like there's no help or support. I don't feel like no one cares. And it seemed like the people who are kind, I either lose them or lose contact or they die or just something just terrible. Makes you not even want to live life.
A few days later, sitting at a Sonic parking lot, she says her time in foster care was bittersweet.
I've had foster parents that were so sweet when they first met me, when the caseworkers were there. But as soon as the caseworker left, they turned into Satan. It was just terrible.
But she smiles, remembering one foster mom who gave her a snakeskin black and yellow purse for Christmas.
And she left the price tag on it. And when I looked at it, I burst out in tears, because I couldn't just believe that someone had cared about me so much to spend that much money on a bag.
Christy has lived all over Texas in more than 25 homes.
I've been to San Angelo, San Antonio, Houston, Montgomery, Texas, Conroe, Texas, Coleman, Texas, Austin, Texas, Corsicana. And those are just the ones I remember.
In a new effort to redesign foster care, the state hopes to keep kids within 50 miles of their community with fewer moves. Today, Christy says she tries to find strength in both good and bad memories.
Those experiences made me the woman that I am. Today, I do not regret any struggle that I went through. I don't regret any bad foster home that I encountered. I learned a lot from each place that I went to.
For the thousands of kids that age out of foster care annually, Christy says,
if you're 17, 16, in foster care, start saving up now. Get a job. That way, when you do turn 18, you have something. I feel like if I would have, I would have got out and been better off. I wouldn't have got out and been sleeping on my friends' couches. You get out there and realize that it's hard. I've had a lot of
previous kids that were in foster care with me that left and actually would call back crying, wanting to come back to the foster home. But once you leave, there's no point of return.
Under redesign, foster kids will get more attention through a program called PAL, Preparation for Adult Living. The goal? Make aging out of the system a little less traumatic. Duahli Saikautau, KERA News.